Doggett is a Democratic Party loyalist and was outspoken over President George W. Bush's drive to invade Iraq without UN approval. Now that Obama, a fellow Democrat, is in the White House, he says his views haven't changed. And he says Obama must get approval from Congress before using military force against Syria.
I've joined in calling on the president to reconvene Congress, if that's necessary, to discuss and debate this issue. I don't believe that I should hold the current administration of my party to any lesser standard than I would apply if Dick Cheney were asking for this authority.
Syria has been in a brutal civil war against populist forces trying to oust dictator Bashar al-Assad, and Assad is accused of using chemical weapons against civilians. Obama says a military strike may be required to send a message to Assad that chemical weapons will not be tolerated, but Doggett says recent history has taught us about the complex entanglements of Middle Eastern conflicts.
Well, these conflicts are much easier to get into than to get out of.
If the United States does bomb Syria, it'll be without ally Great Britain. The British Parliament voted against taking action against Syria, something Doggett says the U.S. Congress should also have an opportunity to do. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.